Welcome to Shomar Shoah on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishbas and Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Nozer Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the end of the Amud, brings that one of the options why a Goy does not have Nazirus is because it says La'oviv Le'imoy, and there's no Kibud Avayim by a Goy. And from here you know that a Goy does not have Shaychus to Nazirus. So the Gemara here clearly says that a Nozer does not have the obligation of Kibud Avayim. This is also echoed in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, because one Kedushin brings the famous story of Dov and Nesino, that he was a goy and he did a special kibud avim. And the Gemara there says, "Umami she'inu metzuvi oisekach." This goy is not obligated to do it, and he still does it. Metzuvi oisel achatz kalam v'kama. Someone who is obligated, meaning a yid who is obligated to kibud avim, of course he needs to do so much. So these Gemaras seem to indicate that a goy does not have an obligation of mitzvahs kibud avim. In addition, we know that there's 7 mitzvahs bnei noach, and none of the mitzvahs include kibud avim. So all this is an indication that a goy is not obligated to be mechabed his parents. But the Rambam, in Perek Hei Mehilchos Maamrim, he says clearly that there is an obligation for a goy to be mechabed his parents. Because he says that a ger has to be mechabed his parents, his goyish parents. How can it be when you're a goy, you're obligated to respect your parents, and now they become a yid, you don't? So therefore they have to be mechabed their parents. That's the Chur Mashma from the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the same lashon, that a goy is obligated to respect his parents. And many of the Chorinim bring other rayos. For example, the Rashi in Chumash tells us that when Eliphaz was running after Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu told him, begged him not to kill him. He says, what am I supposed to do? I have an order from my father, Esav, to kill you. And I have an obligation to listen to him. So then Yaakov Avinu gave a solution to take away all his money, because oni choshuv kemes. And there's other midrashim. You see from there that the goyim, there is kibud avim. So the chorus seems to be a steer, seems to be a contradiction. Is a goy obligated kibud avim or not? So in Sefer Mea Shearim, he wants to say that the answer is based on the Ramban and Bereishis Perekal Posikut Gimel. The Ramban there says that the reason why goyim are obligated not to steal, not to do gezel, so he says because the mitzvah, which is a mitzvah muskelis, a mitzvah that you know because it makes sense, because that's what people know, that that's a society needs to act. For that, you don't need to have a mitzvah. For that is a something which is a common sense a goy is obligated to do. So the Mea Shearim wants to say that whatever is common sense that a goy has to do, that is something that he's obligated to do, but he's not ordered to do. He's not mitzuvah v'oitzeh, but he is obligated to do it. So it's not that the goy is potter for kibud avim. He's just not considered to be mitzuvah kibud avim, but he's still obligated to do so. So that's why our Gemara says that he's potter from Nazirus because he doesn't have kibud avim like a yid. The Gemara in Kedushin says, not mitzuvah v'oitzeh. But he is, he does, there is some obligation for a goy to do so. Very similar to this, the Netziv wrote a Haskoma on the Sefer of the Chofetz Chaim called Avas Chesed. And in the Haskoma, he writes over there this idea. He says that the Torah, when the Torah writes a mitzvah, the Torah is elevating the mitzvah for being something which is common sense to become a mitzvah of the Torah. And then it goes to a different level. It goes from a common sense idea to a Torah mitzvah. And he goes on to say there's enough kaminis if it's a mitzvah of the Torah or a mitzvah that comes out of common sense. Now the Netziv doesn't say it, but maybe one can derive from his words or from the idea that he says that mitzvahs bein noyach also has two levels. There's mitzvahs bein noyach, which is a tzivur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has a different, maybe it's not in Torah, but it's a higher level than a mitzvah which is a common sense mitzvah. Similar to what we mentioned from the Sefer Mea Shearim. So the Bnei Noach, they have a mamash etzivui, mitzvah v'oiseh, that comes from them, from Bnei Noach. They have to do these specific things, which is written in the Torah. That's a certain level of mitzvah. Then there's a common sense thing. They're still obligated to do it, but it doesn't have a level of a Torahic mitzvah. And that maybe will be the way we treat kibud avim by a goy. Anyone want to join the Shomar Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.